Welcome to the Danger Zone, everyone. This is where we talk with the gang from New Constructs, which, as I said, evaluate securities on a scale from the bottom up. They're looking at the grassroots level, at the footnotes, and working their way back up. And it's a case where cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. And the idea is that, well, at the top down, you might look at some numbers and think about a stock.
You are so good looking.
And what they do is they ask a different question when they see something that looks that way.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is definitely possible. It's not an all the time thing. But when they find it and when something's misleading, that's when it's going to be dangerous. And by the way, if it works the other way, something might look dangerous at the surface level, but be attractive when you dig in from the bottom up. That's going to make something attractive. If you want to learn more about their most dangerous and most attractive lists, about how it all works, or you want to get more on the pick that they have for the Danger Zone, because they blog about it every week, go check out their website, newconstructs.com. On Twitter, @newconstructs. Sam McBride is investment analyst for New Constructs. He's here for David Trainer this week. Sam, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Northrop Grumman.
Danger, danger.
Northrop Grumman. It is ticker symbol NOC. What's the problem here?
Well, I think David, on the past couple of weeks, talked about this Harvard Business School paper that came out recently, Core Earnings, New Data and Evidence, that uses our data to identify companies with, you know, overstated and understated earnings. We created an earnings distortion scorecard to highlight all the companies in the S&P 500 by how overstated or understated their earnings are, and Northrop Grumman comes out on that scorecard as a company with significantly overstated earnings. So GAAP net income significantly overstates how profitable the company actually is.
Okay, so how out of whack can we get? I mean, it significantly overstates it. Help us understand the numbers here and help us understand how much it's overstating things.
Yeah, so the negative adjustments we found, the non-operating income that we are adjusting out of GAAP earnings, for fiscal year 2018, it was 8% of net income. Over the trailing 12-month period, that has risen to 12% of net income. So overstated by 12% is what we're showing right now.
Okay. Does that therefore mean that the stock price is 12% out of whack, or does it mean something different? How does it translate from one to the other?
Yeah, so if you look at the earnings right now, the biggest driver of this overstated earnings is their pension plan. They use an unusually high expected return on assets for their pension plan, 8% expected return versus average companies around 6 to 7%. And it gives them about a $440 million boost to net income there. And what you look at is with their overstated earnings, they look cheap. They have a P/E ratio of 18. But if we look at our DCF model, we say, okay, if they're going to grow NOPAT by the historical rate, which is 3% compounded annually, if they do that over the next decade, we see the stock as being worth $224 per share, which is a 37% downside to the current stock price.
Yeah. We should point out, by the way, that when Sam talks about the DCF model, that's discounted cash flow. That's what it means.
Absolutely.
That's where we're talking about discounted cash flow meets forensic accounting. That's where you put it all together. So what could potentially be a catalyst? Because as you and I have talked, and David and I have talked, over the years we know that you can find something, and you guys frequently do, but the market can remain irrational for longer than we can remain solvent. So it's not necessarily that you want to bet against Northrop Grumman, or is it? Is it bad enough that it's a short, and is there any sort of trigger that you can see that will unlock the overvalue and make Wall Street wake up and smell the coffee?
Absolutely. With the pension plan, you know, what happens with that when you're using a high expected return is that eventually the disconnect between the expected and the actual returns is going to grow wide enough that they're going to have to take a big charge. Now, because we've been in a 10-year bull market, you know, the actual returns have been somewhat keeping up for the most part recently. But I think if you see the stock market flatten out or certainly have a crash, there's going to be a really wide gap there between what they're projecting from that pension plan and what it's actually earning. And that's where you can potentially see a big disconnect and a big charge that might drive the stock down.
As we talk about the stock being driven down, you talked about the no growth price and things along those lines.
Right.
Is there reason to assume that it actually could be worse than that?
You know, it's certainly a possibility. They're facing some legal concerns right now with an acquisition they did recently. There are always issues around that. But we do think the big issue is more so that, you know, if they grow at the rate they have historically, eventually there's going to be a disconnect between the actual cash flows and the valuation.
And the pension numbers is always where it shows up. It's kind of like anytime somebody is doing anything that touches the pension, that should be pretty much be seen as a red flag, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, if you're forecasting 8% returns long term, and that's just, you know, that's so out of whack with the typical company, it's hard to see how you justify that on a, you know, real projection basis. And so it does seem like there's an element of playing games with the numbers there.
And that's why Northrop Grumman, NOC, well, it's in the danger zone. Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Remember, if you want to learn more about New Constructs and its research, you want to read that Harvard paper that talks about why the research is so good, or more importantly, maybe today, you want to learn about Northrop Grumman and why Northrop Grumman is headed for trouble, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about all of their danger zone picks, so you will find information there. And, of course, you can follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, November 4th edition of Money Life. Up next, Peter Tuz from Chase Investment Counsel will be here talking stocks in the market call. Stick with us. That's next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.